Several church members were turned away yesterday because they didn't have proof that they were fully vaccinated against COVID-19. She says they normally measure our temperature and ask us to wear proper masks. But today, things have really changed. Without vaccination, you cannot enter the church. This new variant might be really dangerous. People who rely on public buses found similar restrictions. He says, I was going to work, but I'm not allowed to get on a bus. I heard the announcement, but I thought implementation couldn't be this quick. I've resisted vaccines, but now I think I don't have another choice. While the Omicron variant does not appear to be as deadly as previous strains, it is proving to be very contagious. Dr. John Kengasong, director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control, says the situation underscores the need to target current variants while anticipating others.
And we just don't know what other variant will emerge in future. We're dealing with this variant. I call for the continent and the world not to panic, but to, with a very level head, find ways we can fight this variant, but develop systems that will enable us to tackle the next variant.
Dr. Khaled Abdelghafar, the Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, has said African countries should pull together their efforts to mobilize resources because new variants are damaging continental economies and require money to combat.
And with the Omicron variant rising, we as a continent must continue to effectively mobilize resources as quickly as possible to implement the African Union joint COVID-19 continental strategy to combat the pandemic and fortify the continental partnership for vaccine manufacturing.
Wamkele Mene, the Secretary General of African Continental Free Trade Area, sees a silver lining. The scarcity of medical supplies on the continent should be a business opportunity for African investors.
The COVID-19 pandemic has intensified the need for African countries to enhance capacity to produce pharmaceuticals and vaccines, as well as accelerate the establishment of the generic drug industry. This provides an opportunity for African investors to invest in the pharmaceutical sector, as well as for technology supporting these investments in Africa.
The African Union Commission worries that COVID-19 variants are paralyzing already fragile African public health. Commission Vice Chairperson Dr. Monique Nsanzabaganwa explains.
Africa needs a more holistic public health approach to safeguard the health and economic security of our continent as it strives to meet the aspirations of the Agenda 2063 for Africa.
Agenda 2063 is Africa's blueprint for transforming Africa into a global powerhouse. Eugene Uwimana for VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.